raise it. Unless there's an emergency, I would suggest moving items 16 and 17 to the conference call.
Can I introduce the blue sheet?
You may. I'm trying to streamline things for all the reasons we all know. Bob's got to get to Olympia.
He's got a party.
Commissioner Thorburn.
Okay. So I have a blue sheet. It's entitled Non-Native Game, Fish, and Fisheries Policy. I'm requesting that a due date, I can be flexible with this, but by the end of 2020, because it's a pretty big piece of work that I'm putting forward if you all agree to it. The priority level, I consider the importance high, the urgency medium. And what it is, I'll read my narrative. Non-native game fishes, including warm water species such as bass, walleye, channel catfish, and panfishes, as well as some trout species, provide popular fisheries. At the same time, they pose a threat to fragile native fish populations by depredating juveniles and diminishing recruitment. Both the fisheries and threats have, as Commissioner McIsaac started off, have been recently managed somewhat non-systematically through harvest rules. This approach has created concerns among warm water anglers about fisheries impacts. While protection and recovery of native fishes is our highest priority for harvest and other fisheries management, it could be useful to more systematically apply available science to what is known about non-native species depredation on vulnerable native species and attempt to fashion fisheries that meet the needs and interests of warm water and other non-native game fish anglers where possible. And so my request here is not a briefing like we usually do, but actually the development of a policy, of a non-native game fish policy, have that as our framework for guiding us as we move forward. And really more systematically, I mean, we heard questions about the science and does this really make an impact in terms of this question of depredation, but it is impacting our fisheries. If we could put some framework around that moving forward, I think it would be useful to us in decision making in the future. So that's my motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? Mr. Linville seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. I guess the question is, we'll have to get a framework on how long that will take.
Yeah, exactly.
Commissioner Anderson.
You get to comment on the idea, but the, you know, I support it, obviously, but the, you know, it gets terribly complicated, too, and so I just... Mm-hmm. You know, rainbow trout in, or a brown trout, you know, they're not
right.
necessarily native.
Right.
And so, you know, I think you need to be thinking about, you know, how this plays out. It's not just, you know, as the motion was beyond, I think, just warm water
yes,
game fish.
Was.
So I think the staff needs to, you know, have some discussions and try to figure out perhaps the best approach here, too.
Yeah, I will say I've had some discussions with staff, so I didn't just pull this out of the air. I also would acknowledge another issue of complication is this is certainly something that I think we're going to need to bring our co-managers into discussion as well, and it will involve a stakeholder process as all policy development does. So, it's a big piece of work. I acknowledge that and appreciate staff showing some willingness to move forward on this.
I would look to see if other states have done that.
Oregon? Oregon just adopted, I understand. So, yeah.
Guidelines on that.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Commissioner McIsaac.
on a different topic.
Yeah, our next conference call is December 27th, and I'll be out of the country then. And so I have taken a look at the January agenda, which I presume probably needs to go out in very early January, and our year at a glance. I can give my scratch notes to Nikki, and she could present them 2 days after Christmas for the people that are able to be on the call. As an overview, though, I see it ends at 10 o'clock on Saturday, and it contains one agenda item that's been canceled, and we've got to add the Columbia River delegation of temporary Columbia River business on the agenda. But I've got some ideas here for the big tent committee and this and that, but I can hand them over to our executive assistant, and she can speak for me on the 27th.
To Barbara?
What's that now?
Have you shared your big tent comments with Barbara?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any objection to that? Okay. Does anyone have anything else that needs to come up before we have to wrap? Hearing none. Happy holidays to everyone. Drive carefully. Meeting adjourned. Drive carefully.